in a tough loss like this, I think you probably have to look at one stat, and the first stat has to be the rebounding margin, 48-23, when you take a look at this one.
Yeah, you know, we've been really successful on the boards throughout the season. I'm sure that was a big part of Hutch's game plan against us, was to come out and try to beat us on the boards. I think it was a little bit closer earlier, and as the game started slipping away from us, rebounding is such an effort and not a skill. When you're down by that much, you tend to lose your effort a little bit.
And the first 10 minutes of the game was a very highly competitive, highly spirited game, back and forth. And then it was kind of the last 30 minutes owned by Hutch, and it just seems like they couldn't miss tonight either. And they shot 73% in the second half.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're the best NBA team or the worst high school team. Offense drives the engine. I mean, everybody feeds off of their offense. And when you're hitting shots like Hutchinson did tonight, it's going to pick you up on defense. And when you're not hitting shots or struggling from the field like we did, particularly in the first half, the last 10 minutes or so of the first half, it affects you on the other end.
I would say that probably the turnovers were a big margin, a big thing as well, 18 tonight for you guys. But Hutchinson also had 14. But if you look at that as well, Hutch also cashed in on the points off turnovers.
Yeah, no, you've got to score when your opponent gives you the ball. We did do some things, and to be quite honest, they had some unforced errors where they gave us extra possessions. If you look at the shots, it's 35-35. Field goal attempts in the first half, and they beat us a little bit in the second half with number of attempts. And they capitalized. Every time we turned the ball over, they got it in and got a bucket one way or another.
Well, you knew coming in this was going to be a tall task, taking on a very good Hutch Blue Dragon team, and they're just so deep, and they just kind of come at you at waves. It could be one player, and then it's all of a sudden another player just coming at you at waves, and that's sometimes can be easily overwhelming.
Yeah, you know, they've got seven guys on their roster that could start for any team in this league. Seven guys that'll be playing at a higher level here at some point. And after that, they don't drop off a whole lot either. You know, depth has been something that we've thought would be in our advantage on most nights. The points off the bench, another stat they have here for us is a pretty big difference. We didn't necessarily get that, you know, and we brought off one of our leading scorers, Narendon James, off the bench tonight. So that just goes to show you how much our bench struggled.
Yeah, and then Aaron Ray also got into foul trouble, and that just kind of doomed him for the rest of the night. He just had a hard time getting in the rhythm, 7 minutes for him. But Josh Fleming, he played 33 minutes, played the most out of anybody by about a 7-8-minute margin, and he still kept trying to keep things moving, and he gave you guys a very good spark to start off the game tonight.
Yeah, you know, offensively, Josh is as good as anybody we have. We need him to pick it up on the defensive end, play a little bit more of a complete game. But when you're struggling to score like this, it's really hard to take your best scorer off the floor no matter what's going on at the other end.
Well, this is a week that's been tough for you guys. Lose back-to-back for the first time this year. Now you kind of go into a tough schedule game-wise as well as off-the-court-wise with finals next week, finals week of the semester. And you have a home game against Clyde County on Wednesday night. They were up on Colby last check, and then you go to Pratt on Saturday next week, and then, boom, your first semester's done. What do you do with your team here to get ready for those final two games here before the break?
Well, I think preparing for Wednesday night's game, it's going to be about recovering mentally on our end. Cloud is having a great year, probably the closest competition to play Hutch so far. They're really getting out there and getting after people. But we have a talent level that can really match just about anyone, and it's about mentality, focus, and as you mentioned, focus is particularly hard right now. We do have finals this week. You know, there'll be more finals on Tuesday and Wednesday than any other day next week. So the day before and the day of the game will be hard to take their focus away from the classroom. Hopefully with Pratt, we'll have some days off, academically to prepare for Pratt, but then you start worrying about everybody's excited to go home, you know, and not even just the players. I'm heading out to Oregon and I got that date circled on my calendar too. So it'll be a challenge. And, you know, if everyone on our team was mentally prepared for adversity, they probably wouldn't be here. Learning to handle adversity and get through some difficult times is part of the junior college experience, part of getting them prepared to go on to the next level. So, you know, we'll challenge them with that and hopefully they respond.
Great point there to close out here. Jordan Altman, assistant coach here for Garden City, joining us here post game. Thanks a bunch as always, and good luck to you guys coming up next week.
Thank you.